And I'm joined on the line now by Camille Donegan. Good morning, Camille, or good afternoon.
Hi.
Now.
How are you doing, John?
It's afternoon now at this stage. OK, now I introduced you as co-creator of the Big Green Apple. Do you want to explain to us this, the Big Green Apple?
I will indeed, yeah. So the Big Green Apple is a new transatlantic theatre collaboration. So the Attic Studio in Dublin have linked in with the First Irish Theatre Festival over in New York, and we've created this new event that will see 10 brand new short plays being written this very week and staged in Liberty Hall this Sunday, and 5 of them get chosen to be staged in New York in 1 year's time.
Okay, and this is all happening this Sunday, is it?
Yeah, so last night we had the kickoff event and the team was announced for the short play via live video link to New York. So George Heslin, who runs the First Irish Festival there, announced that the team is With Love From... So the writers, there's 13 writers at this point in the process. They scurried off and ran home to start writing. And 10 of the writers' pieces will be selected to be staged this coming Sunday. So it's kind of a mad dash to write the plays. And then we have 48 hours to rehearse them. And we've got top name directors on board as well.
Okay. And the 5 chosen players, they'll be off to Broadway, will they?
They will. Yeah. Yeah. So there's several theatres that the First Irish Festival is in, but several of them are on or just off Broadway, so they will be going to Broadway. Yeah.
Okay, now we're
talking. Very exciting.
It is, yeah, it's great. We're talking about the First Irish Festival in New York.
Yeah.
Is this the first year of the festival?
No, it's just called the First Irish because, so it's been going for 6 years. This is its 6th year. It's run by George Heslin, who is from Limerick originally, but he's been in New York for many, many years. And he runs an Origin Theatre Company. And it's called the First Irish Festival because it's the first time that the particular pieces he brings over have ever been staged in New York. So it'll be the first time. So Fish Ham will have a play in the festival this year, and it's the first time that play has ever been seen in New York, so that's why the festival is called the First Irish.
Okay. Is there a panel of judges or?
Yeah, for this event.
Yeah.
There is indeed, yeah. So we have, we are delighted to have Marina Carr, the playwright, as part of our judging panel. We also have Deirdre Kinahan, who's a well-known theatre writer and runs Tall Tales Theatre Company. Gary Duggan, another well-known playwright. Ray Yates from Dublin City Council. And Jen Coppinger, who is a fantastic producer. So we're delighted to have a panel of judges of that calibre. And the really exciting thing about Sunday night is there's also an audience vote. So all 320 people, and we do plan on selling out, and we're 2/3 full already, so I'd encourage people to buy their tickets very quickly. The audience will get to have a vote on what their favourite play was, and that will be considered, that will be 1/6 of the final tally. So that's pretty exciting that everyone gets to vote. It's the X factor of the theatre world.
Yes, it's an interactive thing, so the audience are taking part.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. You mentioned the Attic Theatre earlier on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, the Attic Studio, it's called. So we've been running since 2002. It was set up by Graham Cantwell and Rachel Rath. And myself and a committee have been running it on a voluntary basis for the last 5 years. And essentially, we meet every Tuesday night in Film-Based Basement. And it's a community of actors, writers and directors. So it's completely for free. Everybody runs it for free, and everybody, people don't have to pay to come to it. And it's a networking and skill sharing community. And we collaborate, we create new work, we have readings, we have film festivals. And this project has really kind of taken the Attic Studio to the next level, and we're really excited about that. If anybody is interested in finding out more, they can look at our website, which is www.theatticstudio.net.
Yes, now the Irish have always been very successful as writers and playwrights and all that. Is the talent still there?
Absolutely. Absolutely thriving. And recession, well-known time for the arts to thrive. I just had a show in the Fringe Festival and I saw so many inspiring shows. The lineup for the theatre festival this year is absolutely breathtaking as well. Theatre in this country is at a level I've never seen it before personally, or maybe it's because that's where I'm at that I'm really appreciating the fantastic work that's happening in our city at the moment. But there really is amazing playwrights out there, and very excited to be part of the theatre community in Ireland.
Yeah, I'm just reading here that there's a what they're saying about the First Irish. Do you want to give us some of the quotes, or have you got them there to hand?
Yeah, I don't have them quite to hand, but yeah, there's the president, Michael T. Higgins, is an advocate of the festival, and I have quotes here from Jimmy Deanahan and Mary McAleese. It's a really well-regarded festival because George is bringing playwrights of that have never been had their work offered in New York to that amazing opportunity, such an amazing opportunity to bring those playwrights there. And that's why we're so excited to be a part of it, because the playwrights that are entering the Big Green Apple are emerging playwrights. They might have had some plays in kind of smaller theatres around Dublin, but this is a chance for their work to go to Broadway, which is just a phenomenal opportunity. But that's what George's festival is all about, and he's a really well-regarded festival because he brings so many playwrights to New York that his work would never have gotten staged there outside of that, you know. Like last year, there was... So he had 62 Irish playwrights had been brought to New York specifically for his festival that would never have got to have the work stage there without it, you know.
No, it's an extraordinary thing to get onto Broadway, and I'm sure the five people that are selected will be out of their mind. They'll be very, very happy, to say the least.
Yeah, they will. And something else that George announced last night when we were talking to him on the video conference, which is a twist that none of us knew about, is that the playwrights, so on Sunday there'll be 10-minute versions of the play staged, but over the next year the five winning playwrights have an opportunity to develop their piece into a 20-minute piece. So the writers were really excited to hear that they could develop it further, and it gives them something to work on over the year until it's staged next year. So it can be a 20-minute piece next year in New York.
Okay, and what about the actors and the actresses? Do the writers choose them, or?
So that's all happening tomorrow. So what's happening at 1 o'clock tomorrow? The writers have to have submitted treatments. So out of the 13 treatments that are submitted, Raymond Keane, the overall director on the project, who's from Barabbas Theatre Company, amazing person and been so supportive of this project. Thank you, Ray. So himself and the Big Green Apple panel would choose 10 of those treatments. And then the directors will come in. So we've got directors like Barbara Nicoive on board, Maisie Lee, Christian Markin, Roger Gregg, Cathal Quinn, Mary Moynihan, like the calibre of directors that we have on board has just been phenomenal. They'll all come in. They'll look through the treatments. They'll read them for the very first time tomorrow at 3 o'clock. They will number them in their order of preference. Then we'll have a bingo cage set up, and they will literally pick a number, a random number out of this bingo cage, and that will be, so say I'm Barbara Nicoive and I get number one, I get my first choice of treatment. So say I get paired with treatment number six, I then discover that is Paul Kennedy's The Dream. So they don't know who the writers are until they've been paired up with them. And to be somewhat fair, the person who got number 10, the director that got number 10, they get first choice at casting. So there's over 50 actors in the Big Green Apple actors pool. All of their headshots and CVs will be there in the room in Filmbase, and they will select their cast. There have been a lot of preparation workshops where the directors have seen the actors perform monologues. So they've got to see them in action. They know what they're capable of, and there's a really high standard of talent in the pool. And they will select their actors from that.
Okay.
So it's going to be exciting.
It is. It all sounds very, very exciting. And, it sounds like a big undertaking.
It is massive, yeah. So there's nearly 100 people involved in the entire project. But hey, it's a mountain we're climbing.
Yeah, and if you end up in Broadway, it'll be well worth it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like the Attic Studio, at the heart of the Attic Studio collaboration has always been one of the fundamental things at the heart of the Attic. And this project is highly collaborative. Everybody is working on the show for free. everybody has just, it's been a yes project, is what I've been telling people. You know, I asked people to be involved and they just said yes. It's been really inspirational. I think the word New York helps.
It probably does.
As one of the writers said, New York is like Tiernan Oak to the theatre community in Ireland, and rightly so. It's a very inspiring place. So it's been a real yes project, and we do hope it will be an annual event, and we do hope that we'll be able to receive funding to actually, you know, pay all the talent next year.
Yeah, and it's bringing great recognition to Irish playwrights.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, now you mentioned that there are tickets still
there
available,
tickets.
And I want to thank Camille for... We're going to give away two tickets for this thing that's happening on Sunday. So thank you for that, Camille.
No problem at all. And you just give me the names.
Yeah, I will indeed. Yeah. And it's all happening in the Liberty Hall Theatre.
Yeah, Liberty Hall Theatre this Sunday at 8 p.m. And tickets are available on the Central Ticket Bureau website, which is www.ctb.ie, or you can phone 01 872 1122. I know this off by heart because we did it in the promo video, and I had to say it many times. And the brilliant thing is that the tickets are only €10. So you're getting to see 10 short plays. You're getting to help vote. You could help send your favourite play to Broadway. And it's only €10 plus booking fee. So it's a very reasonable price. And it's going to be a really exciting night. And there's going to be something for everybody. And it's not necessarily a show for people who go to the theatre all the time, although they would very much enjoy it. It's there'll be something for everyone, because it's 10 short plays. You're going to like something in it. So I recommend it's a show you bring your auntie to, your granny to, your mother, your uncle. I've got my entire extended family coming to it, and a lot of the other people involved do too, because it's just a project that, you know, a show that everybody would enjoy.
Okay, and do you want to give out websites or email addresses or contact
Yeah, so if anybody wants to contact me to find out more, they can go onto the Attic Studio website, and they can email forum, that's forum, at theatticstudio.net, and our website is www.theatticstudio.net, and you can also see a link there to purchase tickets. That's the contact information, and we hope to see lots of people there. And you will be able to pay on the door, but we do encourage people to book in advance, but you can pay on the door on the night as well.
Okay, it all sounds great and very exciting, and thank you very much for talking to me this morning.
Excellent.
Or this afternoon, I keep saying this morning. Okay, I'm sure we'll talk again.
And, great, and maybe see yourself at Liberty Hall as well, John.
Hopefully, yes, come along. Hopefully, yeah. I might win the competition myself.
Excellent.
Okay, thank you, Camille.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Take care.